I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to the Air Buds podcast. This is a podcast about basketball that is actually a higher quality than what you're hearing. My name is Jamel Johnson.
It really sounded like you said that on 1.4 speed in a podcast player.
Jamel's in a big rush today, so we gotta, talk at 1.4, Peter.
I'm sped up, dude. I gotta talk real fast. I'm Joey Zuzu, nigga. What the fuck?
We gotta go micro machines mode. I'm Mike Benner. Hi, how's it going? Happy basketball, everybody.
And I'm Peter Moe.
Oh, we lost Peter. He was sipping lean again.
Oh, no. Hello. All right. The basketball podcast that refuses to get better. 8 years in, baby.
Whoo.
You know, I notice a lot of more basketball podcasts just like ours popping up these days.
Now, okay. I mean, yeah.
Go on.
It's like every week, dude. Every week somebody wants to be funny about basketball.
And you know what? Good for them. Good for them. It's pretty nice. If you can record yourself talking about shooty hoops with your friends, live your life. That's what I say. I say the more the merrier.
I don't know. At what point do we just say, hey, you guys do it. We're done.
That's what it's like Jumanji, nigga. Y'all next. Hey, take this. 10 years. Have it. Yeah. It's all yours.
I'm sick of being Robin Williams. Let The Rock take over.
Yeah, yes.
I gotta go hang myself now.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ!
Well, that was the Robin Williams. He did a little Robin. R.I.P. Yeah. to
Not in Jumanji though. You know.
R.I.P. to our guy Jumanji Mork. Ended?
Yeah, that's how it ends.
Yeah. It's a cut scene for sure. And then David Alan Greer like sees a rhino run past him, and he's like, "Oh Lord!
Oh, we got rhinos now." That's my David Alan Greer. David Alan Greer, one of the most underrated actors in America. But hey, we're in a rush. We got to talk about basketball before we get to that.
Rush.
Guys, we got business to get attend to. If you want to support the Buds, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes, gets you bonus shows, gets you access to the Discord, in which there is currently a lot of basketball chatter happening. I have been having trouble keeping up with it all weekend long. But it's a great community. $5 a month. Patreon.com/AirBudsPod. If you can't do that, go to Apple Podcasts. Go to Spotify. Give us a 5-star review. It really helps us out. And that's that.
Bro, I'm out of shape on the hoop grids.
What's that?
I said I'm out of shape on the hoop. I tried to do a hoop grid yesterday and like, so I could put it in the Discord. You know, the Hoop Grid channel is going nuts. And I almost strained my calf trying to fill out a Hoop Grid yesterday. I didn't mean to cut you off. My bad.
Yeah, no worries. Peter, your brother is consistently, I feel like, posting Hoop Grids like every day.
Dude, he's a killer. on all grids, hoop grids.
That was Ethan.
Ball grids.
Peter, no, Peter's walking through traffic. Saw Ethan.
Love grids. You know,
Peter's my on the BKE right now, just underwear on.
My place of residence is right underneath where the planes turn to head into the rest of America from JFK. So,
you 60 seconds from the towers, like Eminem.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the name of my building, actually. Actually, it's Mom's Spaghetti. That's the name of my building. Yeah, if anyone, by the way, wants to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and they have any experience with One Medical or tell me what that experience is like. Have you guys ever used One Medical? It's like some Amazon thing that I'm maybe going to have to sign up for to get like labs and stuff done. It's like a trendy doctor service. Anyone ever heard of this?
Is those your metadata?
Yeah, why not, man? I'm giving him my data. He already has my metadata.
That's true. I was thinking about my hard metadata. Yeah.
Yeah. So let me know. I did. I just want to go right into it, guys. I saw the most heavily attended Brooklyn Nets game of the season last week, and the return of absolutely staunchly mediocre Ben Simmons. Against my Cleveland Cavaliers, who every time they play, they lose a starter somehow. But
they're down to three, I'll tell you what, is that right?
Yeah, down. Yeah. And honestly, like, could have won all the games, could have lost all the games. I will say, I do think no three. They play back to backs. They lost to the Pacers and to the Thunder. Chet Holmgren does look like what I wish Evan Mobley could become. I gotta say that.
Did you probably see him his ass kicked by Jokic though?
Yeah, but I mean, like, what's new? Like, that doesn't.
And then after the game, Jokic was like, "He's young. He's got a lot to learn. I think he needs to get really fat."
That's like a Tekken character. That's what somebody would say. That's what Bob would say.
Holmgren's a fucking bucket, though, man. But honestly, Cam Thomas is the most exciting basketball player in that game that I saw, and it wasn't even close. That guy
have like a 50-point game last year.
He had 39 points. Oh, maybe. He had 39 points in. He was the first. It's the most scored by any player coming off the bench in an opening night in NBA history. He averages as a starter more than like anybody else ever. 7-game sample size. But dude, Ben Simmons doesn't even look at the basket. He like refuses to acknowledge it. And the most fucked up thing about watching Ben Simmons play is because he knows he can't shoot. He has to choose when to celebrate. And he celebrates other people's baskets on an assist like he made the basket himself. So, like, he makes a pass and then someone gets an and one and he's, like, pumping his fist and, like, pumping up the crowd because he has no other time that he's going to be able to perform that feeling other than him just like underhanding it to somebody else to try to hit a layup. It was shocking. I was really, really shocked. And I think I know we've talked about Ben Simmons a lot on this pod. So I just wanted to come in and say resoundingly, they couldn't play him during crunch time. The fans turned on him. He's probably got to be one of the worst max contracts of all time.
I will say he did. We talked about this a little bit on Saturday's Patreon episode, Jamel and I, he did end up having a 10-10-8 game that where he was like a net 17 in his second game, which is like pretty good. About as like what you could ask. I mean, he looked awful in the home opener, exactly what you're saying. Afraid to, he once again, he passed up a wide open dunk to pass it out for a three that didn't hit. But in game two, he looked like, oh, that's a Ben Simmons you want, a guy that is going to do 10-10-10 and be good on defense.
Yeah, still, but that's
maybe the worst max contract of all time. But 10-10-10 is pretty good output from a guy that sucks.
How much did Chandler Parsons get paid? Was he a max contract?
Ooh.
Yes.
Thank you.
At the time, it was really rich, but I think it was like probably like $25 million a year or something.
Crazy. In the flip phone era, though.
Yeah. Peter, let me ask you a question about Ben Simmons. As it relates to you and your acting career, I'm sure you've seen people.
Thriving acting career, by the way.
No, well, I know.
An active acting career, too. But yes, go on.
But I know you came up as an actor, you studied acting, you were you know, you're a working class actor in LA for like 10 years.
Actorial.
Took my lunch pail with me to work every day.
Yeah. But I'm sure you know people that were just
to Erewhon.
Open up your dented steel lunch pail to take out a California roll from the
Erewhon. $70 sushi. Yeah.
Yo, can you imagine a guy in a work vest walking into Erewhon? Do you think that's ever happened?
Can I get that $27 lasagna, please?
Now that Carhartt is like just trendy amongst hipsters, I guarantee you there's people that have walked into a Erewhon with a Carhartt work vest on.
Nothing says late stage capitalism like cosplaying as people who have to work for a living.
Yeah.
Sorry, okay, I interrupted you.
But I'm don't name names, but I'm sure you know many people that are like, they're convinced they're the leading man. They're convinced like they are going to be a movie star. Like they've got what it takes. But you look at them and you're like, you're a character actor, bro. Like you got to go for smaller roles. Like you're not. But they're just stuck in this mode of like, I am the next Tom Cruise. And it's kind of like hurting their career almost a little bit. Like, because they refuse to go in for roles that they actually should be getting. Is that a thing?
I'll text you guys something, but I would say okay. Generally, I feel like not really. I feel like that's more like actually like, you know what I think the better comp is, Mike? Because I feel like if you're getting those auditions anyways, like your career's at a certain place. To me, it reminds me of like when we were coming up, comedians in LA who were convinced they were like bigger in the comedy scene than they were. And were like always the most kind of difficult or unfriendly or annoying people to deal with because they had the slight that they didn't have the success that their cohorts had. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's more of like a comp where it's like someone who like, should be feels like they're owed so much more. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's like Ben Simmons is like Marc Maron on Air America or something like that.
Well, I guess my theory was just that like Ben Simmons wants to be seen as a point guard, even though he's a 6'10", 250-pound guy that can fly through the fucking air and dunk. He like refuses to dunk because he doesn't want to be seen as a big man. He wants to be seen as the point guard, the leader of the team, which he's capable of being both, but he refuses to kind of even pretend to look like a power forward.
He is like the guy who in the Liberty Mutual commercials who says Liberty Biberty, but he thinks he should be in Mission Impossible 8.
Yeah. Okay.
Ben Simmons is Liberty Biberty. That's who he is.
Well,
hilarious and short stints, but not a sustainable thing for an 82 game career.
And I'm also glad that Liberty Biberty, I'm glad he's back. Yeah. I'm glad they brought him back as well.
Same. Honestly, it was great to see him. Was it great to see him?
It's really good to see Liberty Biberty back.
We should get Liberty Biberty on and to continue our series on commercial actors whose commercials appear during NBA games.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Speaking of Ben Simmons,
went so well last time. Yeah,
he once dated a Kardashian, and now, guys, it was announced this morning on Kim Kardashian's Instagram feed in a post that featuring a photo shoot with Adam Silver, which is pretty funny. Skims, her underwear line, is now the official underwear partner of the WNBA, USA Basketball, and of course the NBA.
Bro, and USA Basketball. Crazy.
Hasn't Kardashian and underwear been the unofficial NBA underwear for quite some time?
I think you might be right. It's been in locker rooms across the league for several seasons.
Now you can just wear it officially.
Are they good draws?
I was about to ask. So they only announced that they're unrolling their men's line last week with a post where. If you're interested, Shea Gildas-Alexander is in the nude. I think you can kind of see the outline of his little weenie if you care about that. oh man, I don't have that.
That was all. No, that just take board. Just take this was. I know you. I know I triggered you. I know I triggered you big, but I just wanted to. It seemed like it needed a little whistle.
I do just want to throw out there when the Cavs played the Thunder. Shea had such an incredible game because he kind of just like. Picked his spots, was hitting like 15-footers, 8-footers the whole time. And then when they came back in like the last 2 minutes, they were down like 8 with like 2 minutes to go. he just, like, I think he was probably 2 for 2 from three-pointers, but it was just kind of like a guy is hitting a three-pointer, and, like, you immediately knew it was going to go the fuck in. And he's just such a calm, amazing player to watch, who when you're also playing him, you're like, Jesus fucking Christ, he's going to get whatever the hell he wants. And it's, yeah, I'm all in on that dude. I think probably as the first team point guard in NBA first team. Wow. Was he NBA first team last year?
I believe he was second team last year.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you don't react to anything seriously until January, but I don't know, man. He looks spectacular.
I mean, Peter, the three of us have been saying he's awesome since he was a Clipper. Remember?
He was great on the Clipper
at one point.
What did they trade him for? What did they trade him for?
Paul George and a pack of peanuts.
Hey, you know what though? Paul George, I think I watched him have 5 steals in a quarter last night.
Well, let's talk about that.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Jamel Johnson went last night to watch the Los Angeles Clippers play Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. Jamel, what were your impressions?
My impressions was the Clippers look good. And no one cares. And I think that's good for them. Like, it was crazy the ticket prices are dropping. It's like, this is the best Clippers team. Like, Kawhi's playing. Everybody's available. They look great. You got the number one pick coming in. This guy's 7'5". And the ticket prices are just falling and falling and falling. And, like, even
what did you finally... What'd you get your ticket for?
I mean, it was 40 to get in the building. It was 40
That's
for
crazy.
Like center court at the 300s. And then I found myself in the suite section. My boy, alternate Mike, he's like, oh, dag, I didn't know these was the suite seats. We in there with this Japanese family. Just posted up.
Who's this alternate Mike?
Well, there's a guy named Mike, but he's Mike 2, so. I don't feel comfortable calling him Mike 1 on this show.
I don't like that you got another Mike in your life.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I mean, listen, dude, I'm out, I meet Mikes. Point is, I'm at the game, and then it's like, it was a good crowd, and like the traffic still wasn't bad leaving the stadium. I will say downtown is a little intense. Somebody came and emptied out all the trash cans on the street. I don't think I'd ever seen that before. Like, someone came and took all the city trash cans for 3 blocks and emptied all of them shits on the street leading to the stadium.
I don't mean to laugh. I'm just, like, shit in New York is, like, fucking insane a lot. Subways or just, like, shit that you, like, see. But I don't know, man. Downtown LA has its own spice to it in a way that, like, is kind of unparalleled. It's like...
Yeah, way more people. Way more people laying down in your walking path.
You know what? You know what? Downtown area has kind of started to rival even that, in my experience. Portland, Oregon. The downtown.
I was gonna say Vancouver, Canada too. Like Vancouver's
also
like
crazy.
The Pacific Northwest got a little methy. There's some meth that got up in there, and I think it's in LA as well.
Yeah, there's definitely like a little bit of a. It's great to see that like public services are failing its citizens all over the country, whether we're talking about Southern California, the Pacific Northwest, New York. No one's getting the help they need.
Yeah, it's really fucked up. The Clippers, meanwhile, they're thriving in this environment. The Clippers
are thriving
playing
in chaos. Seven players in double figures last night.
Dog, it was nuts, bro. Russ is cash from the corner. Kawhi's hitting people with crazy assists. He's palming that shit like Jordan again. But like I said, Paul George had five steals in the first quarter. Could not miss. He looked like one of the greatest players I ever seen. He looked like Brandon Miller was right. People should be admiring this guy, and like he is the best player. Like it was really it was cool. And Wemby, I mean, whatever, man. The Spurs are whatever. They're still the Spurs. He had a couple of the. He had like three of the freakiest tip-ins I ever seen. But for the most part, he just got clamped up.
I don't mean to keep talking about commercials, but there's like two sets of commercials right now happening during NBA and NFL games where like someone's arm extends like 700 feet to like a different place than where they are. Someone's like, oh, I want to turn something on in my car. And then their arm like goes up from a stadium and like into the parking lot. And that's what I feel like it must be like to see Wembanyama live, where you're like a tip-in is taking place from like the third rebound spot on the key. And you're just like, how is that functionally? Did it look like disproportionate to anything you've ever seen on a basketball court?
For sure. And but just like in short spurts, because the Clippers just, I mean, the Clippers are also one of the few teams with a real like big man. So, you know, I think it was a unique problem matchup for him, just, you know, needing to hit the gym for a couple years. But
I think that Ty Lue is kind of the perfect coach for this team. There's like a very like we don't give a fuck about anything vibe for everybody involved for all these different reasons. And it does, I don't know. I feel like this is the perfect kind of team for Ty Lue. Makes me think of his championship run with the Cavs, where it's just like all these veterans who like he'll get their buy-in no matter what the hell is going on. I love the zigging here that like the Lakers, I mean, the Clippers, I don't know. Maybe they could be better than the Lakers this year. And everyone's like, Lakers are going to maybe go to the finals. And no one is giving them a second thought because they've just pissed everyone off for the last 4 years.
I think that it is valid to think the Clippers are not as good as they may appear because, again, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George missed so much time. And will this new Adam Silver, you have to play if you're on TV rule, effect that like will we get more Kawhi and Paul George? Let's see. But I think in the meantime, Jamel's right, they're flying under the radar. No one knows. Everybody's kind of written them off because people think that Kawhi and Paul George don't play. Russell Westbrook people think is bad. So like let's take advantage of these cheap Clippers tickets we're about to get.
Yo, it's now's the time. This team is they're good. I don't know where Terrence Mann is. Is he just hurt right now? He was like the only person that didn't play, but
Terrence Mann is probably on ice awaiting the Harden trade to be completed.
Yep, because Bones Highland look good, and I don't think you need – I mean, I don't know, man. They seem fine. They didn't miss any Terrence Mann last night. I like Terrence Mann.
I don't even think we mentioned the score, by the way. Clippers beat the Spurs by 40, 123-83.
Killed the Spurs, bro. It was – oh, yep. And then you know what else happened at the end of the game? They started doing something that I've never seen before. Maybe because it was a blowout, but the entire, like – last minute of the game, the PA played the intro to Papa Was a Rolling Stone?
For the whole minute?
Like the whole, you know how that instrumental is like, the whole thing.
I think that intro is like 3 minutes long.
I had never seen no shit like that before. I didn't know what it meant, but I did like it.
I went down based on some texting that you guys were doing earlier, I did go down a rabbit hole at 5:30 in the morning with a screaming baby about the LeVert family, the deep musical stylings of the LeVert family.
Oh yes, of course, our favorite, one of our favorite families.
I don't know. Tell me about the musical stylings.
Well, Karis's uncle and his great uncle, Karis's uncle and his uncle's dad were in a. A big soul group called the OJs.
OJs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, money, money, money. But I was going down the rabbit hole for you were talking about with Gerald LeVert.
Yeah, that's his. The kid of the OJs is Gerald LeVert,
right?
Who and he rules.
A lot of Cleveland connections there. He passed away, maybe of like pneumonia or something, in Cleveland. But in his at his wiki, it says he was at the time of his death, he was actually getting ready to film a VH1 reality show with him and 12 of his female fans that were going to be in a mansion, all doing a weight loss competition together.
What?
And I was like, that is a movie that I would like to see.
Yeah, it would have been like, tight.
Jamie
Foxx would have showed up for some reason. Anita Baker's there. Patti LaBelle might have brought some pies at the very end after everybody loses the weight. She brings some pies by.
Yeah, because you mentioned Johnny Gill, and I was like, I stumbled down a rabbit hole there that was pretty far. And now Karis is in Cleveland, so it all comes full circle.
He's going to start an R&B group soon.
So the Cavs got to sign Oladipo.
It's time for Oladipo to start singing. I don't know where he is, but we need an album, bro.
The Hooping Crooner? I think we absolutely need it.
Didn't he come out? Didn't he sing New York, New York, and then dunk?
Yeah,
but he sang it York, so York. Poorly.
He sang it poorly, so bad. And then had one of the worst dunk contest performances ever.
Start spreading the news. I was like, kind of like
that. Guys, last night, the Atlanta Hawks beat the Milwaukee Bucks by 17 in winning their first game. So they are now 1-2. But I have a question for you guys. Trae Young doesn't look very good this season so far.
Counterpoint, did he look good ever?
When he was beating the shit out of the Sixers when they upset him in the playoffs, he did.
You mean good physically?
Good, I mean, in general.
In general, yes, physically, mentally, basketball-y.
So then how do they pull off last night? If he's bad...
Well, okay, so he still passes the ball really well, but I think he was 5 of 17 last night for 12 points.
Yeah,
that's not
bad.
A very good...
That's not
very
like
good
to
for your guy that is supposed to be like your main offensive weapon.
Yeah, he's not like less weapon. That's a dull knife.
It's a very dull knife. That's a butter knife that you have scraped on the ground a bunch.
Trae Young's hair kind of looks like a spork.
Yeah, actually, you're right. It does.
For you to be saying that in the middle of the Van Wick, it's amazing. It's a testament.
What's that character's name in Toy Story 4, Mike?
Forky.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Forky of the NBA.
You were overthinking it, Peter. Just say what it is and you would have gotten it.
Bruce. Yeah, it was Bruce. I think it was Bruce.
I do want to point out that Joel Embiid played very well against the Toronto Raptors, back in MVP shape, apparently. And I can see what he played pretty well against the Bucks. They ended up losing that game by 1 point, but last night he had 35 points.
He was
points.
Great against the Bucks.
Yeah,
he except for that incredible one volleyball thing that he did where he just like slapped it to the other team in a very crucial part of the game.
Yeah, I mean, look, he was definitely checked out or not checked in yet for the first half of that game. And then the second half, he played great. If they either had James Harden or Joel Embiid for an entire four quarters, they probably would have beaten the Bucks.
Is Terrence Mann enough?
I don't want Terrence Mann, bro.
I mean, but you're about to get him.
We'll see. James Harden, I think, was in attendance at the game last night.
He should stay with Philly, and they should not make this trade.
I agree. I think it's too far gone at this point, though.
Yeah, but nothing's over.
But why does James get to? You know? Why does he get to decide that he's got to go ruin the Clippers? Just stay with Philly and just ruin Philly. Why are you making that? Why you gotta go ruin the Clippers? See how good they are. Stay in Philadelphia, man. Don't do this.
I mean, if I'm the Clippers, what's my rush to do this?
There's no rush.
What's my rut?
There's no rush for anybody.
except for me. I'm in a rush.
Yeah, forgot you
that.
Go.
Remember that? No, no, not right now. Just that was my remember that bit from 20 minutes ago.
Riveting.
There is there's currently 6 undefeated teams left. I love Peter, like, doesn't do any prep work, doesn't, like, he shows up late, and then he's just like, wow, guys, riveting stuff. It's like, you bring something to the table, Peter.
Well, we, you know, he gets the...
You see my hat? I talked about Ben Simmons. I talked about Trae Young looking like a spork. Like, what are you talking about?
He's doing stuff.
I bring the fucking heat, dog.
I haven't said shit on this episode, bro.
I'm on 3 hours of sleep right now.
I got nothing, man. I've been dragging ass. I mean, I don't want to. I'm afraid to talk about what I want to talk about because I don't want to even acknowledge that it happened.
Are we talking about CP?
Well, no, I'm talking about the Wizards winning a game.
Oh, okay. You're talking about Cappy Pondexter.
Oh no, Cappy Pondexter thinks Tupac is alive. That's all I want to talk about.
For those that aren't aware, WNBA legend Cappy Pondexter posts from time to time on her Instagram feed some very interesting stuff. Today, it was a picture of Tupac holding an imaginary gun and the caption, he be around, dot, dot, dot.
He's around. Just said Tupac's around. Around you currently? Where?
Yeah. Have you seen him? Have you talked to him? Is this a current picture, Cappy?
Just let us know.
Maybe she was just quoting his song, you know?
Oh, right.
Oh, that I've been around. But it, I don't know, son.
I mean, he was featured on it. It was a song he was featured on. Is that a more appropriate?
No, that's his song.
I think that's his song, though.
That's his. I've been around.
And who was it? The Digital Underground?
Well, they featured, bro. Because that's on his shit.
I will say she does tend to like delete other posts that like are kind of weird, right?
She loves a temporary grid
and then delete it. Yeah, so yep. You better go check out the Tupac one now while it's still up, because otherwise it's going to be a bunch of basketball throwback photos.
Might be gone by the time this gets posted. Anyway, Wizards won, and I don't think it's real.
Wizards won, we played... and Kyle Kuzma and Jordan Poole connection seems real.
I mean, it's. It's the Tyus Jones connection, bro. I guess they let Poole have the ball in his hands. And then kind of late in the game, it was like, all right, Kuzma, go post up a bunch. I don't know, man. We beat the Grizzlies, who that's not their real team yet. So does this count?
I think it counts. I think the Grizzlies have proven that they're good without Ja Morant and without Steven Adams. So I think this counts as a win. And I think you guys are actually more better and fun than you are giving it credit to. I know you're afraid to say that they're good or fun, but I think they are.
I am so scared. That game was good. We were up like 25 at one point, but then we did classic Wizards. It's still Wizards. Like, even when we blow a team out, it'll still end up being like a 2-possession game by the end. No matter, we could be up 70. And we'll blow a 70-point lead.
Bro, that is how I feel about the Sixers every time.
Really? I mean, at least you guys win way more games, though.
That's true.
On average of gaming.
Well, well, well. Peter has brought a baby on the screen.
Peter got a baby on the show.
Dark. Peter got a baby. Peter got a baby.
My life is a baby.
Peter's life's a baby.
Show is.
Well... What do you say we wrap this up? Is there anything else we want to talk about before we get out of here?
Somebody say something about the Timberwolves right now.
They seem fine.
Shout out to Timberwolves Brazil, the Twitter account that I believe is gone by now. Has anybody seen that?
Yeah, I saw the wolf. What was he sucking a guy? He was...
The wolf was sucking another human wolf like a dick. It was crazy.
Dog, that was one of the nuttiest videos. How was that a video?
I don't know, man. But I don't know. I haven't watched any Timberwolves yet. You know, it's still early in the season. How are they looking? They're 1-1. Is Rudy Gobert good?
I mean, he seems fine. Did they beat Miami? They beat Miami, lost to Toronto. Is that their deal so far? But it was Miami without no Jimmy, so Perfect situation for Carl to do his thing.
They were, Jimmy was on the bench in street clothes at the end of the game. The fans were yelling, "Where is Jimmy? Where is Jimmy?" And Jimmy Butler stood up and blew kisses to the crowd, which, perfect move by Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy, all class, all the time.
Yeah. Just villainous look on his face. Shout out friend of the podcast, Edgar Mumplesear, by the way, who went as emo Jimmy Butler for Halloween this year.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Had a full uniform and the wig and everything.
Because it's an anime costume and it's a basketball costume and it's an emo costume. You could wear it to any kind of Halloween party.
That's true. It's very true. Let's see. Yeah, they lost to the Raptors 97-94 and then beat the Heat by 16, 106-90.
Are the Raptors good?
Raptors are what? 1-1? Or
also probably 1-1.
I don't know. They looked really bad against the Sixers, or at least like the Sixers were good against them. I don't know. And then obviously they beat the Timberwolves, which is not saying a whole lot. I think what did the odds have them at? Like 44 wins? Is that right, Peter? Do you remember all the over and under?
Everyone in the West was 44.5. The whole West, other than the Nuggets, was 44.5.
Got it. Good thing the Raptors are in the East.
Yeah, no, did not remember the Raptors at all.
Oh, the Nuggets? I thought you were talking about the Wolves. I mean, the Raptors. The Raptors were like 38 or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're not that great.
Nothing for we'll Dick? See. No Grady Dick? You guys don't got nothing for Dick?
Nothing for Dick is like a great t-shirt idea.
Write it down.
Question mark with the Raptor claw marks going through it. I think that's good. I think we got to start selling that.
All right. Get it mocked up. Get it mocked up.
All right. Well, I think that Riverside ate our soundboard again for the second episode in a row because the outro is not playing. Do you guys hear it?
No. I believe it's there.
Damn, son, where'd you find this? He's so tight he squeaks when he walks. Woo-woo. Jabba-doo.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.